Hi. Glad you called. Have you ever spilled anything? Come on now. Recently? Probably. Not too long ago, I was at a restaurant with some friends, and I reached over to get something, and I don't know how it happened, but I spilled my water, and it went all over my area of the table, plus my friend who was sitting next to me. Yeah, I was embarrassed, but we cleaned it up. And then I also recall, even as I speak now, I recall a time when I was with a family, and one of their children spilt their milk, and I could tell that the father was going to get a little uptight. And so what I said, I turned to him and I called him by name and I said, you know, so-and-so, you did the same thing when you were a child, huh? And it sort of made the situation a little bit less tense. Anyway, I do recall this. One Sunday morning, many years ago, when our children were quite young, we were running late for church. Breakfast was over. Everybody was dressed. And I was getting everyone together. And then it happened. What? Well, it was like this. One child, who will remain anonymous, had returned to the kitchen, opened the refrigerator door, pulled out the egg carton. The egg slipped from his little hand, splattering eggs on him and his shoes and on the floor. Now, my child stood there in the middle of it all. When I came in, it would have been very easy to explode, knowing me. But for the grace of God, I said, breakfast for candy, the dog. I even smiled. And by that time, all the children were in the kitchen just standing frozen. But then they started laughing also. Now, the event itself was bad. It was bad, no doubt about that. It was an inconvenience. And it was an irritation. But the point is that the world was not coming to an end. And so, my friend, for all of the spills of our life, we must make light of them. Now, this does not mean that we're not affected by the circumstances, because some can be really, really rotten. But it does mean that we will not let the circumstances rule us. I guess in the light of circumstances that are negative, Jeremiah put it this way in Jeremiah 31:13. And he writes, "For I will turn your mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow." And that's my prayer for you, my friend, because I know some of you are going through a very difficult time. And so my prayer is, Father, I ask that your blessing rest upon this special one holding the receiver. May they see through a present difficulty, and may they've been given the attitude that will project lightness instead of despair upon what they're going through. Just encourage them right now, Jesus. In your name, amen. After the signal, as always, if you'd like to talk to me, you may talk just as long as you wish. God bless you. Goodbye.